Thank you, David. Do keep those Bibles open on that passage. What a glorious promise from the Lord. I will build my church. Let me pray. Father God, thank you that Jesus spoke those words to every generation of the church. He speaks them to us now. And as we hear Jesus' promise, give us confidence, boldness in his truth, in his ways, in his word, in him, the Lord of the church. And speak now, I pray, and help me in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the baronet Sir Henry Fermor, when he died, left money to build a school and a church for, and I quote from his will, the very ignorant and heathenish people of Crowborough. It sounds rude, doesn't it? But it's true. Ignorant. They needed a school to educate. That's why the vicarage was built. It was built as a school. Heathenish. They needed to hear about the Saviour Jesus. And so the best way was to build a church to gather people in to teach them about the Lord. 1744 is when all of that happened. And here we are, 279 years later, by God's grace, with our sister church, St. Richard, 65 years young, and in partnership with High Hurstwood, and many, many churches across this area through SGP and the diocese. When Jesus said, I will build my church, it seemed like a bold thing to say, didn't it? The dominant thought at the time was the Roman Empire. The dominant faith at the time was Judaism. It seemed a bold thing for Jesus to say. And yet here we are today, part of the fulfillment of Jesus' promise that he will build his church, his gatherings, his assemblies of local Christians. What a glorious promise from King Jesus. I will build my church. Of course, it's only possible by his grace, his work to save through the cross and resurrection and ascension, his work by his Spirit to open blind eyes to the gospel and to give new life to people like you and me. He built his church person by person, and he's doing it. The Church of England, of which we are part, may be proposing unbelievable things right now, and we could lose heart and think surely the gates of Hades are prevailing. And yet, my friends, Jesus has promised, I will build my church. Let's think briefly about that this morning. Firstly, I, who is speaking? That is the context for Jesus' words, the context of the identity of Jesus. Peter, the lead disciple, and soon to be apostle, has had a bullseye moment, hasn't he? The conversation has been all about the identity of Jesus. So verse 13, Jesus says, who do people say I am? Who the Son of Man is? They reel off a load of names of prophets. But then Jesus says, the direct question to Peter, verse 15, but who do you say I am? And Peter gets it. Verse 16, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. That's it. Peter says he's the Messiah, correct. Messiah, that is the long-promised Christ, the King, the Saviour who saves and rescues people. You are the Messiah. And Peter also says you are the Son of the living God. That is, you are divine, the ruler, the Lord over all. And Peter only knows this truth, Jesus says, verse 17, because God has opened his eyes. Who is the I? This is our Saviour, Jesus, the Lord and King over all the world and the cosmos, who is crucified, died, risen, and ascended. Who makes this promise to us? It is Jesus, the Lord of heaven and earth. Think of the early church reading Matthew's gospel, feeling so small and insignificant back then, surrounded by pagan political forces and the dominance of the Jewish faith. Persecuted and small, and yet Jesus promised them and every generation of the church that he would do it. He's got the authority, he's got the power, he is doing it. And the Church of Christ is growing massively across the world. There are more Christians living now than there ever has been. as the population of the world grows. Be encouraged. Who is speaking? Jesus is speaking. I will build my church. Second phrase, will build. That's Jesus' promise that he will build it. How is he going to do that? Well, Jesus says it's on the rock. Who is the rock? Well, it's Peter. Peter means rock. I tell you that you are Peter, rock, and on this rock I will build my church. That is the rock of Peter's profession of gospel truth. Peter's just got it right. You are the Messiah, the Son of God. And what do we see Peter doing next in the book of Acts? We see him preaching the gospel about Jesus Christ. Paul writes in Ephesians 2 that God's church is built on the foundation of the apostles, not them as people, but the proclaimers of the message. That's why the foundation of our house vision is built on the scriptures, preaching and proclaiming the word of God on the rock of the apostles' teaching, on the rock of God's word. That's why we can't move from it, friends. When that's happened around the world to denominations and churches, they've gone into free fall and they've shrunk. It's the gospel that builds the church. It's the word of God has received that is the rock, the foundation on which we stand or fall. That's what's grown the church around the world. That's what's grown the church in Moldova and in Ukraine and in Kenya and Tajikistan and in the Congo. It's the apostolic gospel that builds the church. That's how Jesus will build. That's how Jesus is building. When his gospel, his truth, his word is taught, it opens eyes. It grows the church as he gives the gift of faith, the unchanging apostolic truth passed down through God's word is how Jesus will build his church. And that phrase, that final phrase, my church. You see, every gathering, every assembly, every genuine congregation of the Lord belongs to Jesus and is for Jesus, and he is at work amongst them. And friends, we look back over this last year and we say, thank you, Jesus, for you've witnessed you doing in our churches. We can say, Lord Jesus, you are keeping your promise. I will build my church. As we look ahead to great uncertainty within our denomination, we know that Jesus will build his church in spite of us. If we turn away from his truth, his plans for gospel growth will just go elsewhere. He will grow his church. He's not dependent on human institutions or denominations. He will build his church. And we need to be encouraged by that truth. I will build my church, and the gates of Hades, of hell, will not prevail against it. What an encouragement to keep building. Keep building his church on the gospel, on the word of God. I will build my church. All saints, discover Jesus and you discover life. Worked out in the nine rooms of our house vision with a rock of apostolic truth, the foundation that we will not move from. St. Richard's, living for the glory of Christ and the benefit of others, knowing Jesus, showing Jesus, sharing Jesus. That's what we're about. Let's be encouraged, friends, as we look back at what Jesus has done, as we look forward to what Jesus promises he will do. And say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, this glorious promise. We hold on to it today. In all the uncertainty we face, I will build my church. Let me pray. Lord, we thank you for these precious words spoken by Jesus that encourage our hearts today. We thank you that you've kept your promise and you will keep your promise. And we praise you for all you are doing amongst our mission partners across the world, in our town, in our churches, in our partnership with High Hurst, with many churches. We praise you, Lord, for all you are doing, that you are building your church. Keep us faithful to the rock of your truth. Help us not to move from it, but to graciously live by it and build on it. For the glory of Jesus and the growth of his church, we pray. Amen.